Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, August 29th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily is brought to you by OmniFocus for the Web from the Omni Group. Apple's September event has officially been confirmed for Tuesday, September 10th, 2019. This date lines up with the rumored event date based on a leaked asset in the iOS 13 beta earlier this month. The event tagline reads as "by innovation only," and it'll take place at Steve Jobs Theater at Apple Park in Cupertino, California, starting at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. The artwork on the invite is a colorful Apple logo that's different than the classic Apple rainbow logo. The most obvious speculation to draw from this invite is that the colors of the logo represent the different color options for the iPhone XR successor. A report back in May suggested that the iPhone XR follow-up will be available in white, black, yellow, green, lavender, and product red. The green and lavender options are new this year, replacing the coral and blue shades of the original iPhone XR. It also just so happens that the event invite features many of those colors, which could further hint at the changes. At the September event, we expect Apple to officially unveil the new iPhone 11 lineup and new variants of the Apple Watch. We also expect new details on Apple services, including Apple TV Plus and Apple Arcade. Stay tuned to 9 to 5 Mac for much more Apple event coverage leading up to September 10th. We'll also have live coverage of the event on that day. In other news, Apple today has announced the new Independent Repair Provider Program, which is a new initiative that will give small repair businesses access to the same Apple Genuine parts, training, and resources as Apple authorized service providers. The purpose of this new program is to allow independent shops to service out-of-warranty iPhones. Apple says the program targets the most common out-of-warranty repairs, presumably including things such as cracked screens and back glass replacements. For customers, it should ultimately offer more places for Apple users to get their iPhone repaired using official Apple parts. This is in addition to the June announcement from Apple that saw all Best Buy stores in the United States begin accepting Apple device repairs. Prior to this announcement, many repair shops have been left out in the cold by Apple. Instead, many independent repair shops have resorted to buying Apple device parts from the gray market in order to conduct their unauthorized repairs. Businesses interested in this new program can apply via Apple's website for free. To qualify, the businesses will need to train their employees to become Apple-certified technicians, but that's something Apple will offer online for free. If a company is accepted into the program, they will have access to Apple parts and tooling at the same cost as Apple-authorized resellers. The program is launching first in the United States, and then will expand to further regions as time progresses. Today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily is brought to you by OmniFocus for the Web. OmniFocus for the Web is the new browser-based companion app to the popular professional to-do list manager previously available for Mac and iOS. With OmniFocus for the Web, you can now access your to-do lists from any web browser on any operating system. That will come in handy for the many users in work environments where the Mac and iOS apps can't be installed. The new web version includes all of the core features of the OmniFocus experience and syncs with the OmniFocus apps on your Mac and iOS devices. To learn more and to try out OmniFocus for the Web today, go to omnifocus.com/9to5web or hit the link in today's show notes. My thanks to the Omni Group for supporting 9 to 5 Mac Daily. In a report yesterday, Bloomberg noted that Apple was preparing to begin online sales of iPhones in India within the next several months. This comes thanks to the easing of a regulation that previously required companies to source 30% of production locally in India. The report also suggested that Apple was exploring options throughout Mumbai for its first brick-and-mortar retail store, with a plan to open as soon as 2020. Opening a retail store that lives up to Apple's standards, however, isn't a quick process, and that's something the company has emphasized in a new statement today. In the statement published today, Apple says that while it is eager to serve customers in India online and in store, it'll take some time to get its retail plans in motion. The company adds that it will have more to announce at a future date, and that it looks forward to one day welcoming customers to the first Apple retail store in India. India's sourcing requirements have plagued Apple for years as iPhone sales fell in the country and Apple stores continue to rise in other new markets. The ability to sell online without a physical retail presence in India is a significant first step in the right direction for Apple, but an official Apple store in the country will help further solidify Apple's brand. Last but not least, Microsoft has announced this week that it is starting to roll out dark mode support to the Outlook application on iOS. The company has also committed to rolling out dark mode to all of its Office applications on iPad and iPhone ahead of the release of iOS 13 next month. iOS 13 is, of course, the first version of iOS to include a system-wide dark mode. In a blog post, Microsoft offered details on its design thought process for dark mode in its Office apps. Specifically, the company focused on how dark mode can help reduce eye strain. Microsoft also said that adding dark mode to the Office apps for iOS hasn't been a quick process, but rather it started from the ground up and worked to ensure that design teams were aligning to a single palette across all applications. The Office apps on iOS will also be able to automatically switch between light and dark mode, depending on the system-wide setting that you have selected. Microsoft Outlook for iOS with dark mode support is rolling out now on the App Store. Dark mode will also come to Word, Excel, PowerPoint, SharePoint, OneDrive, Planner, and To-Do by the time iOS 13 is released next month. Other things new on 9to5 Mac include the latest episode of the 9to5 Mac Watch Time podcast, featuring an interview with triathlon athlete Ian Blackburn. We've also got the latest episode of the 9to5 Mac Happy Hour podcast with Zach Hall and Benjamin Mayo. Check out both of those stories at the links in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. My thanks to the Omni Group for supporting today's episode. Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.